from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we've got our Dallas Trinity FC scarves on because it is time for a special edition of the C-Block starring Corey Majors, as well as Hannah Davison, Amber Brooks, and Sierra Hinson. Thank you for coming up in studio with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
How did I do on the names? Did we?
You killed it. Okay. Perfect.
Yes. Okay. It's up to you now, Corey.
All right. Well, first off, Amber, you were the first player signed by the team. And are you like the captain? Is that how that works? Like,
yes, I wore the armband this weekend.
This weekend, does that change or is this like?
We haven't had any like formal conversations, so I'm not sure. There is like a leadership group, but we'll see. We're still waiting on our coach to formally enter the country, so I think that's a
okay. All right, so
we don't want to have that conversation before the coach gets here.
Yeah, I think okay. It's like waiting right. for her to come in and you there. Know. See what she sees.
I've been watching a lot of Mad Max movies lately because Furiosa came out and I've been kind of into that. And so it's all like creating, you know, worlds on your own. Whoever's the strongest survives. So basically y'all are creating your own little system right now. And y'all have decided before coach even gets there, right? Like that's kind of what's happening. Everybody understands, hey, that's a strong player right there. That's a good leader right there.
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully they think that I'm
she
doing
does
a good
not
job.
Think
yeah.
agree with what
Nobody's
you just
driving
said.
Any cars around and crashing into each other over gasoline or anything so far yet.
Okay, so you know that but the regular world's a lot different than the Mad Max world, right?
Not right now. My brain. I've watched all of them this weekend, and okay. It was kind of a bad decision.
I know how to ask this question like you would like.
Okay.
So, Hannah, when you were flipping over all the cars and then you scored the very first goal for Dallas Trinity FC, I know, maybe disappointment about the draw, but how did you feel with getting the goal?
It was really cool. I think the first goal in the club's history is obviously really special. And as a center back, we don't get to be in front of the goal right. too often. So it was cool to have that moment. And my mom and my grandma were in the stands, which I've been playing abroad. So to be able to do that in front of
Where were you the playing? Tampa.
I was over in Sweden Very and cool. spent some time as well in the UK. So yeah, I've been gone for 3 years. So to just be back on home soil and get that goal, historic moment for the club, it was really, really cool.
Sierra, as a winger, were you jealous that a center back got the goal, the first goal?
No, honestly, I think it's amazing. I mean, like she said, they don't get a lot of credit sometimes. And so for her to get on the sheet, I think it was amazing.
And what's even more amazing, are you from Garland?
I am.
Garland's the best. That's where I live. Oh, man, she laughed that off a little bit.
Which Garland?
Is sexy considered Garland?
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It says Garland, but like grew up
you
Rockwell, moved to Rowlett, then okay. Saxy. So,
right.
you know.
I live just area. Right on the other side of the bridge yeah. from 30. So I'm with you. So now you're my favorite player. I'm sorry. With all due respect, you represent.
You mentioned that they could have been disappointed with a draw. So I don't know which one wants to answer this first. When you have a draw in soccer, how many times are you happy with it, disappointed with it, okay with it? Because I'm sure there's different games, matches that you're maybe happy with a draw, slash then there's ones you're really disappointed with it.
Yeah, I think this was when we were probably disappointed with the tie, because I think of the opportunities that we had. We had the better of chances to finish. But at the same time, I think considering all the different variables, like it's our first ever game, like quite literally at the second game, all 11 of us starters had played together. We played in a scrimmage last weekend without having a coach here still, traveling. Tampa's probably, you know, it's been the most established team. They knew they were getting a team for over 2 years and they had a coach in place a year ago. They've been recruiting players a long time. So I think given the variables of it being an away game and just our first game together without a coach and other things, like we will take the 1 point. I think as a team, we came together, like we need to pick up points on the road. So, you know, we did achieve that. But I think in the feelings during the game is that it's a point loss because of the momentum and the opportunities that we had.
You talked about playing overseas. I don't know if y'all have that same experience, but what I'm curious about is if you could tell us more about that overseas experience, but then how cool it is to be able to play back in America and be part of a brand new thing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's an honor, really, especially me being from Dallas, you know, coming here and playing
Garland.
Garland, correction. Just playing for, like, my hometown team and just for the younger generation to be able to look up to us and know that, you know, it doesn't have to stop at college. Like, there's more opportunity here in America. So I think it's a huge deal.
How cool have the last, I don't know, I was going to say 20 years, but it probably just goes back to 99, I'm guessing, at the explosion of opportunities for women's soccer players that you're not like automatically, I have to go overseas.
Yeah, I think the boom from, I mean, how well women's soccer has been doing across the world. And then now with the Olympics just finishing and the U.S. bringing it back home, I think that's going to create another big surge in interest in the game. And like Sierra said, a lot of players after I started in the NWSL my career for 2 years and then decided to go to abroad to get more minutes. So I think there's so much talent here in the States that it's a shame it took this long to get a second league, because it's going to bring great competition to the league that already exists. And there's so much time and energy put into this league and really great players like you saw on opening weekend. So it's amazing to be back home.
We did have Brandi Chastain on our show.
Yeah,
so,
she did.
You're hop on pretty the show good with company, yeah, I yeah. feel like.
What's Sweden like? Like, is it awesome?
I loved it.
Yeah,
I completely fell in love with the country when I got there, and we'll probably spend some time there when I'm settled down and done with my career. Huh. It was way different than the States, much more relaxed lifestyle, which really fits me as a person.
I have to know this because I watched a movie and it really messed with my head. We asked Annika Sorenstam about this. Did you ever go to some sort of Midsommar party, or what can you tell me about that? Because ever since I saw this movie and I realized it's a movie and we've had a lot of movie-based soccer questions, which is probably not great. Did you experience that? What was it like?
I did. I spent 2 Midsummers there and it's not like the movie. It's really joyful.
Good.
Spend with time, like family, friends, good food, just a lot of dancing coming
you
together.
You saw the movie, right?
I did, yeah.
The movie's crazy.
It's crazy.
What happened in this movie?
We're going to need to talk off air about this because it is a really lengthy conversation.
All right, now, Sierra, you and Amber, y'all, you are from here. You played in Houston. Mm-hmm. Our apologies. Yeah. You're welcome to Dallas here.
Thank you.
The Heat. Is that a problem for y'all, or is this something you're like, I got this, I'm just taking care of?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's an issue. I think there's nowhere hotter than here, honestly. like that's my opinion.
Yeah, I think after 4 years in Houston, there's not nearly as much humidity here, and there usually is like a slight breeze, which makes a huge difference. And I also played 2 off-seasons in Australia in their summer. And it'd get up to like 120 degrees. So
that's where all the Mad Max movies were recorded. Oh, okay. So there's like, yeah, there's. I'm sorry, I keep bringing this to the table here. It's stuck in my brain, man. But being in Houston, what's the smelliest part of Houston? What are your thoughts there? It's okay. You don't have to answer that one. It's all right.
I mean, I will say, I do think the food is very good in Houston. Like, they have a good food culture. But yeah, it's just so hot that, like, even like as a player, obviously it wasn't enjoyable playing in those conditions. And then it's just like, you wonder why there's not tons of fans out. Like, I, as a soccer enthusiast, if I was a younger girl, probably not be asking my parents to drag me to a game in those elements. So, like, I think it's just a very hard market for outdoor sports.
And I saw that you said that there were, you know, 8,000-9,000 showing up, and then you have a short notice game up in Dallas, and there's like 12,000-13,000 showing
up. Yeah,
that
was around Hurricane Harvey. So, I actually, as soon as they canceled our game, like the day before it hit, I came up here. I had a friend on the team whose family lived in McKinney, and I was like, I'm hanging out with you guys because we know this is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It wasn't going to go well. So eventually, the girls and the staff that stayed back in Houston after about 5-6 days were able to make it up to Dallas. We trained at FC Dallas's facilities, and they were able to host our game against the Seattle Reign in FC Dallas's stadium. And yeah, like probably on, you know, 2 days' notice, there was 12,000 to 15,000 fans.
Wow.
And yeah, and obviously growing up, I played a lot of tournaments in Dallas, had a lot of teammates on college and national teams with me that were from Dallas. I remember just being like, I don't really get it. Like, why do they not have a team? Like, look at the audience they get for one game, and look at the, you know, the fans that Houston historically has not been able to put in the stands. So, yeah, when I heard Dallas was getting a team in this league, I was like, sweet, like, finally, like, this should go well.
Okay, so I was watching the show Sprint on YouTube, getting ready for the Olympics, and I was surprised that these Olympians that are going to run the 100 and the 200, and you obviously have to be in great shape to play soccer. They were eating French fries and pasta, and they were like, I mean, carb loading, and you would, I guess you just wouldn't think looking at these sprinters, they would be eating that before maybe in the afternoon a big race. What is kind of a pregame meal before you girls have to go out and play a game to make sure that you are at peak performance? Because I was surprised at what they were eating.
Yeah, I mean, they just said that they're pretty used to the heat. I feel like even though Chicago can get hot, I still find this as quite a big of a struggle.
Yes.
And so I have actually found it kind of hard to eat the same type of meals I was in other conditions, just because when you're hot and sweaty, the last thing that sounds good is like
carbs.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Carbs,
yeah,
are just hot heavy food.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now to me, it's still getting in protein, some pasta, but maybe just like a lighter sauce and like smoothies. As many like carbs I can get through drinking now too to supplement. Yeah, just not having the same type of appetite in this heat is big for me now that I've learned pretty quickly.
It's a cool opportunity, I'm guessing, but is it overwhelming at all to also be having your home matches in the Cotton Bowl, which is clearly a gigantic stadium?
I mean, I think it's great. My fiance played football for Auburn, so when
I told him
like, hey, we're playing the Cotton Bowl, he's like, what? Like, you get to play there? Like, so I think, you know, the club's mentality about it was providing the best playing surface that they could get, and that it's actually in the city and not in the suburbs. And so it obviously meets those two conditions. And we had a scrimmage on it a couple weeks ago, and the grass was really nice, which as a player, that's what you care about. Like this past weekend, we had to deal with a turf field with wood chips, and we've all got, you know, splinters in our palms over our legs.
Okay.
And so,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. No complaints. Obviously, yeah, it's a large environment to try and, you know, get as many people as you can in the seats. But, I think it's there, you know, it's for me as a player, the playing surface is what's most important. And I think if we can provide an experience for them and entertainment, then more and more will continue to come out as the season goes along.
I was kind of hoping to kick it over to Hannah and Sierra as well to talk more about the playing surface. I'm really glad that you talked about that, because with World Cup is have a heavy presence at AT&T, a lot of the discussion leading into it was what kind of surface would they have? Would it be synthetic? Can you walk us through like the differences while you're playing outside of all the marks that we just saw, unfortunately?
Yeah, I mean, I think turf is just much harder on your body, and the way the ball bounces or moves on it, it just makes it a little bit more difficult, I feel like. And so if you can have the best surface, which I feel like is grass, then I say why not? And I think it's really cool that our ownership really put the time and energy and resources into that to make sure that we had the best.
Now, somebody just asked, sorry to jump in there, somebody just asked in our fan text, do y'all make appearances or talk to perhaps younger kids or younger girls who are playing soccer? Because one of our afternoon hosts, he coaches his daughter's soccer team. So I was kind of curious, like, can you get out and about in the community in the midst of the season as well?
I think that's definitely a role you take on when you become a professional athlete, is whether you like it or not, there's a lot of people looking up to us now. So you have to take on that responsibility of being a role model. And I think a big thing that this club stands for is being really in touch with our community. So whether it's coaching or doing one-on-one lessons, going and seeing kids who are in the hospital that maybe want to talk to someone who can't make it to a game, and just any way that we can give back, because we're nothing without our fans and the support that they give us. So I think that's a really big piece. And a lot of the team is very involved in different charity organizations and just always looking for ways to give back. So definitely a priority for us.
Now, Kevin and I covered high school soccer. We covered all the high school sports for a local newspaper. Yeah. And it looked like every time we'd go out to the national tournaments.
Yes.
It looked like Frisco was like the hub. Mm-hmm. And DFW is like a little mecca of soccer around. Is that the way it's looked at nationally, that this is an area where a lot of good players can come from and come to?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dallas has had that kind of narrative for a while. I mean, there's so much talent that comes out of here. Like Amber said, you know, she grew up playing with people on the national team from Dallas, you know, grew up playing with them. I think we just have a lot of talent here, and I'm just so glad that we have a team finally, you know, that they can look to and say, like, I can come here and play. So I think it's cool.
Yeah, like every Saturday, I mean, you drive by, you're going to see, you know, all sorts of, especially living in Plano. I live in Plano, and it's just like everything's built for soccer out there. The whole area is just kind of spread out. There's fields everywhere. And there's, you know, anywhere from my kids, the younger one than that, and then all the way up to the high school, and they're getting ready to go off like our Corbin Bone, who went off to Wake Forest and won a national championship.
Now, y'all's next match is a friendly against FC Barcelona. It's going to be on Peacock a week from Friday at 7:30 p.m. But surely we want to encourage people to go see the game in person. Dallas Trinity FC.
Peacock?
Yes.
That's awesome to
but
have.
But I just said we want to encourage them.
No, but that's really cool to have a deal like that.
That
like
is
in
true.
Place. Like to be able to be on Peacock and, you know, something that's pretty unique,
you
right?
Can take advantage of that on the road matches.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
For this one, DallasTrinityFC.com/FCB. This question is for all of y'all. For people who maybe have not experienced this before, why would you encourage them to go out, whether it's next Friday or a future home match, and go check out the team?
Well, specifically next Friday, FC Barcelona is the best women's and arguably men's football club in the world. It's historic. My 21st birthday trip was to go watch a Barcelona game in Camp Nou. So It's been the team that you aspire and look at to play in terms of the highest level. And so, you know, obviously we want people to come to our games for ourselves. But, in terms of next week, if you're on the fence, like, please come, if only because we're playing Barcelona. And then let us show you that we're also right. A good team and come back the following weekend. So, yeah, it's really a once-in-a-lifetime thing for fans. But for us, too, I think as players, like, we're all pumped, trying to exchange our jerseys and, you know, not fangirl too much because we're obviously having to play against them. But yeah, I just don't think people, it's going to be one of those moments that if you bring, you know, your kid or even yourself, like in a few years, you'll realize like how like actual special that was and how, you know, that's truly a once in a lifetime opportunity to see this play. It will not happen again here. So
DallasTrinityFC.com is the website. If you're looking specifically for tickets for that match a week from Friday at the Cotton Bowl, DallasTrinityFC.com/FCB. Man, Amber, Hannah, Sierra, thank y'all so much for coming in. We really appreciate the time and the scarves.
Kevin, do you want to say your tagline? Go get Dallas Trinity FC?
No, I don't. Okay. Sometimes when you do this a lot, you say things that you're like, that's not how I meant to say that.
Well, next time. Maybe next time. We'll grow a good slogan for you, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.